This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. The level of pure evil that is sweeping into society and across our world today is, it's just astonishing. And you need to be, all of us need to be aware that this is not business as usual. This is not mere politics that you're seeing playing out. This is cosmic end times stuff. This is like Book of Revelation type of activity that we're seeing here. I was studying an analysis of the Book of Revelation, chapter 6 in particular, passages, I believe, 1 through 15. And it talks about the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And then, well, the four horses and the horsemen riding them and the different colors of the horse. In fact, I wrote an article about this on Natural News because the first horse is white, the second horse is red, the third horse is black, and the fourth horse is inaccurately described in Western Bibles as being pale. Maybe you've heard the phrase, "Behold a pale horse," and its rider was death, or something similar to that. In fact, the original Hebrew writing doesn't use the word pale. It uses the word chloros, which is Greek for green, but it's the same word root as chlorophyll, i.e. the molecule in plants that uses carbon dioxide to generate, you know, metabolic energy for plants. This is the basic, this is the pillar of the food web. The colors of the four horses really, it means something. These are powerful metaphors, of course. These are supernatural metaphors for things that are going to happen. And the riders of the horses are also symbols. For example, the first horse is white. And upon the white horse, there is a rider who is crowned, like king, leader, and carries a bow. Well, think about what this means. So the horse is white. White is the symbol of peace. So it means that this horse comes to you, or this rider comes to you, pretending to be bringing peace because the horse is white. But in fact, the rider is a globalist conqueror with long-range missiles, because the bow represents what today would be cruise missiles or ICBMs, long-range arcing missiles that you fire from a distance. And so what that really is talking about, the first horseman of the apocalypse as well, is it's also the first seal. You know, these are the four seals. I mean, more than four, seven seals, but the four horsemen are the first four seals. At least as I understand it. I'm not a biblical scholar, but I'm just telling you how I understand it so far. So this first horseman is a globalist who has been crowned a kind of world leader, given tremendous power and control over weapons, but then comes to you and says that he is here to create world peace. And doesn't that sound just like globalists? To kill you and invade your nation and occupy your nation as they are saying, "We're here for peace." It's how they operate. This is the way Democrats operate. This is leftists and globalists. And the second horse is red, which signifies, of course, war as well as communism. So it could signify red China, red Russia, or just communism in general, or just the blood of war, you know, violence. And I don't recall what the rider was of the second horse there. But the third horse is black. And the third horse is being ridden by a person who carries a set of scales, you know, to weigh something, to weigh two things in comparison. And this sign is all about economic collapse and economic disruption. Because in the scripture, in Revelation chapter 6, it talks about how food inflation becomes very severe. And people have to spend a day's wage, which I think in the Bible is called a denarius, a day's wage to purchase a very small amount. It was like one pint or something of wheat, maybe it was a pint and a half or something like that, small amount of wheat, a day's wage. So this is talking about price inflation, and the black is talking about really an economic black hole, sort of the dark side of an economic collapse. And black also signifies what comes next, which is also mentioned in Revelation, which is famine and outbreaks of disease or pestilence. So famine, pestilence, you know, mass starvation, mass disease, probably an outbreak of superbugs, probably, you know, some biological weapon system is released along with this, who knows? But that's the third horse of the apocalypse. And then the fourth horse is what's fascinating to me, because the fourth horse is green, chloros. And green, what I'm seeing emerge right now is that this the environmentalism movement is becoming a global dominating evil entity working to engineer the total destruction of life on Earth. But in the name of green, they will try to destroy carbon dioxide, which is really the God molecule for plant life on Earth. Without carbon dioxide, we all die, because the plants die, and then the food systems die. The food webs collapse. The ecosystems just are exterminated without carbon dioxide. All forests die without carbon dioxide. But the green movement is at war with carbon dioxide, which means they're at war with God. They're at war with life. And so this fourth horseman, the rider, is called death. And the horse they're riding is the green horse of chlorophyll. And the word is chloros. And to my knowledge, no one has ever interpreted it this way before about that fourth horse. But now it seems obvious that mass death will come to our planet in the name of environmentalism. And some of what we're already seeing is these climate change cultists demanding the mass pollution of the stratosphere to dim the sun. They quite literally wish to dim the light. This is both symbolic and literal. They want to dim the sun of God, in both ways. The sun, S-U-N, the sun of God, because God created our universe and the sun within it and the galaxy within it, but also the Son of God, the S-O-N of God, which is Jesus Christ. And so the left wants to use environmentalism, which is really climate change, terrorism, fear-mongering, science fascism, to destroy life, which is what God and Jesus worked to protect. And so the green movement is working for Satan. And the green movement is the fourth horse of the apocalypse. And its rider was death. You see, in the name of saving the planet, they will exterminate all life on Earth. And their cover story is that they're saving the planet. Their cover story is that everybody else is destroying the planet. You see, evil always pretends to do exactly the opposite of what it's doing. Evil pretends to come in peace, like the first horse, but then commits war and invasions and occupations. You know, the leftists and Democrats, they pretend to come to you in society with economic abundance. And they say communism or socialism will create abundance. What do they actually create? Mass starvation, disease, destitution, pestilence, and economic collapse. They say they're going to save the planet with the Green New Deal. What do they actually create? Total life destruction. Destroying plant life, destroying animal life, human life, ecological sustainability, destroyed across the planet. This is what the left does, because they cannot obviously be honest about their agenda. They can't say, oh, we're Democrats. We are here to kill everything and everyone and destroy your world. And destroy your atmosphere, by the way. And rule over your world, your dead world, with a bunch of demonic minions from another dimension. You know, they can't come out and say that yet. So they come out and they say, no, we're the saviors. We worship us. We're the saviors of your world, they say. And they say, don't believe in God, believe in us as gods. And so they are false gods. And if you fall for that, if you believe in them, you will aid them in the destruction of all that is good. You will be serving Satan. And this is how Satan operates, first convincing you that he does not exist, and then second, systematically working to destroy your world, destroy all life, destroy Christians, shut down speech, which is what the tech giants are doing, and on and on. It just goes on. So defeating Democrats is quite literally, it is necessary to defeat demons, and understanding that the Bible, believe it or not, the Bible was written through a supernatural channel, a being that could see the future, a being that, I mean, there are so many predictions in the Bible that have already come true, like hundreds of them, especially even throughout the Old Testament and so on. But that these visions were seen and communicated to the various authors of the Bible. And this chapter, Revelation, details exactly what's going to happen. And by the way, if you want to know what happens after the fourth horseman of the apocalypse, because there are more seals, there's the fifth seal, and then at some point, God's wrath is unleashed upon human civilization, and fire rains down from the heavens, and all the mountains and islands are shifted across the entire earth in a massive tectonic shift, a geological shift, a pole shift, you might say, as if gravity has gone haywire. And people flee to the caves to try to survive what's happening. And all of human civilization is utterly obliterated. All the buildings, all the infrastructure, all the tech giants, thank God, literally. And what's left is just human survivors. And then those who had worshiped Christ, according to the Bible, are then raised up to join God in heaven. Those who are left behind suffer 7 years of hell on earth. So, I mean, you should read it. You should check it out. And don't rely on me or anybody else to interpret the Bible for you. Not even your pastor or preacher or whatever. I mean, read it yourself. It's good to get interpretations, but it's also important to read it. And that's why a couple of years ago, I set a goal to go through and listen to the entire Bible as an audiobook. And I started that, and I've been also, along the way, I keep interrupting myself by reading or listening to other books that are written by biblical scholars. So I'm not 100% through the Bible yet, but I've listened to a lot of books about analysts, you know, written by analysts or scholars who are interpreting the Bible, but I've also read these sections myself, such as Revelation, and you should too. Check it all out. I'll cover this from time to time at naturalnews.com. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening.
Learn about the benefits of cacao nibs. Learn about astaxanthin, learn about resveratrol or sulforaphane from broccoli sprouts or cruciferous vegetables. All of these nutrients and superfoods and much more are available now at healthrangerstore.com. But most importantly, we are the only online retailer in the world with an in-house ISO accredited laboratory. We test what we sell. We test for heavy metals. We test for bacteria. We test for glyphosate, herbicide, and increasingly pesticides. We have clean nutrition. HealthRangerStore.com. If you want clean supplements and incredibly potent superfoods that can enhance and protect your health, HealthRangerStore.com is where you find it.